It's cross-country season for schools, but for seniors, boys are still crossing more country than girls. It's an age-old, out-of-date tradition that's raised the ire of Marlborough running coach Mark Grammer. The boys run 6Ks while the girls run 4. You might ask why. I certainly did.
Once kids get to year 9, so third form in the old money, they run the same distance, which is 3K. Which is kind of odd because then there's another two age groups above that and the distances separate the boys from the girls until they get to sort of under 19 level, which is that last couple of years at school where the boys run, let's say, 6Ks and the girls 4Ks. I imagine there's some regional differences, but that's roughly correct.
Why do the boys run 6Ks and the girls only run 4?
It's a little bizarre that we're even having this discussion in this century. I imagine that this was decided by men 100 years ago, you know, back in the days when women were too frail and perhaps they would faint if they ran further than 4 kilometres. I don't know, but there seems to be an incredible amount of vested interest in keeping it the way it's always been, including from women and girls, actually.
So why? Why do people have a vested interest in keeping these distances, well, different?
That's an interesting issue. Why would they? To me, it doesn't seem to be an argument worth having. I mean, we had these arguments in the last 100 years. It's not exactly a suffragette issue, is it? I'm in my 50s now, and I assume these arguments had been won in the last few decades or decades ago. But when you turn up to a regional cross country as a kid or a national cross country, you will run a different distance if you are a boy, almost signalling to everybody that the boys' event or the men's event is the main event. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so what do you think this actually says to young women and girls?
I have my personal view, which I'll get to, but I think you'll find a lot of girls who compete at this level actually don't mind. It's so ingrained with them that that's the way it's always been, that that's the way it shall always be. And they're okay. You know, if you say to them, do you want to run 4Ks or 6Ks, what would you say? You know, do I really want to sustain the pain for another 2 kilometres?
You say it seems strange to be having this conversation now, right? But yeah. But what are the barriers that still exist for young women here in terms of participating in sport? What are we chucking in front of them every day that makes it harder?
I think there are still some pervasive attitudes amongst people that run sports. I think they exist in their parents as well. You know, I experience pushback from parents who say, oh, no, such and such is tired today or such and such can't do too much sport. And most of it's nonsense. Most of it's just this kind of overlaying the day that you've had on your kid's day, which, you know, you've got to be aware of it as an adult. Kids have a lot more energy and recover quicker and can handle a lot more than we as adults think they can handle.
So in terms of setting the distance, who is ultimately responsible for that? Who makes that final decision?
I guess at secondary schools level, it's the National Secondary Schools Cross Country, or the National Secondary School Sports Council would do that. And I imagine they know that the issue is a bit of a hornet's nest, because this won't be the first time it's come up. It would have been debated for decades, I would expect.
Would you like to see this changed?
Oh, absolutely. It's just a no-brainer for me. It's one of those, just get on with it. Someone has to be the adult in the room and do the right thing.
Any faith that it will be changed?
The only way that it can change is if the girls just stop turning up. You know, we've got the local girls' college sends their girls to the regional cross-country every year quite happily to run a shorter distance. And I look at that and I go, you know, that's just another way of signalling. The point is that if you signal to one girl at these events, even just subconsciously, that she's not good enough, that's a good enough reason for me to change it.
So are you suggesting that the girls maybe boycott it until they get an equal distance race?
I would. If I was the teacher in charge, I would be saying, nah, not going. And that's what their parents should be saying as well. Like, it's just ridiculous to have this discussion. And, you know, we're talking about something from a bygone era, bygone century even.
And that is running coach Mark Grammer.